middle. So when you play it back on a record,
yeah,
you had to have four speakers.
Four speakers.
You had to have a stereo with four speakers. Front, left, and right, and rear, left, and right.
But so it was an art. You so had to...
each speaker in the fucking room had its own sound coming out of it. So it was like standing there and listening to the band playing.
Well, and the diamond...
and the tip on the diamond stylus that went through the groove, it had four channels too. And the diamond tip, the actual pickups.
That's what's amazing.
So it actually split.
The diamond or quartz pickup had four channels of audio.
Boy, it worked good too, I think.
Coming
you.
From
it worked good.
Grooves on a plastic palette. I mean, a record.
Mm-hmm.
A record would just be a plastic grooved palette, pretty much. What do they make records out of?
Some type of vinyl.
Vinyl. Oh, so vinyl might be made out of some kind of resonating material?
No, they try just to make the grooves make the sound, not the material.
That's so weird how... And do you think it was diamond or do you think it was just quartz?
No, I had diamonds.
Real diamonds?
Yeah.
So you could go...
I went to somewhere, one time they had... electronic.
Aren't
show.
Diamonds valuable?
They showed how they made them at the CES show.
What was that? The CES show?
Consumer Electronics.
Consumer Electronics.
They had a convention every year in some city. And you would go there.
That's cool.
People would go from all over the world to go there.
Wow.
See the newest electronic products.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had all the newest receivers and the newest turntables. All the stereo equipment, speakers, everybody's speakers.
But so to go back to the thing that was just blowing my mind was thinking of ancient...
all that was coming out of a damn record.
Yeah.
All that's coming out of a record. And it all originated with tape.
Yeah, now
and
it's on
tape. It was a reel-to-reel.
In the future, a
round
reel CD and then digital.
The tape deck was a big round reel that was there for 2 hours.
But yeah, to go back to what you were saying about how you had to, it was an art, you had to know how to anchor the, what did you call it? The head? To anchor the arm. That was holding the
cantilever.
The head, the cantilever. You had to know the degrees.
Cantilever, they call it.
You had to know the degrees on your.
Well, a cartridge weighed something itself, and if you know what that is.
And the cartridge
then
was.
You want, for that cartridge, they recommend a certain amount of down pressure.
Yeah.
In the groove.
So you had to balance the weight
of
the cartridge on the record player.
On the back of the arm, there's a dial.
And
it has numbers and shit on it. So when you turn it, you can dial it right in.
And do you think certain people thought if you dialed it just a little more or a little less, you would get better sound?
If you dial less, the stylus bounces around the grooves a lot. You don't keep it all up.
It's kind of messed up. If you dial it more...
gotta be right.
Maybe like 1.001. Just a slight...
technically, it needs to be as close to right as you can get it.
But so I wonder... and so it's amazing. That's an art in itself. And then the fact that a diamond tip is going through grooves on a plastic thing connected to electrical... how was the electricity?
It's going at an exact perfect 33 and a third RPM.
33 and a third? Ooh, that's a harmonic number. 32, 33. Fascinating. But then at the same time, how did the electrical.
It's long.
Yeah.
It goes on and on, man.
So how did the electrics...
I know guys have reel-to-reel tape systems.
Connect to the diamond tip.
Hmm?
Because you said the diamond tip had four channels?
Yeah.
How did they wire a connection to a diamond tip?
Little tiny ass wires go right down into the... What holds the diamond is called a...
Was it a little square thing?
It's a signal generator. It's a magnetic. It's magnetic.
Yeah.
Okay, what the stylus goes up into.
Okay.
So the vibrations from the diamond tip.
Yep.
Goes up through and hits different sensors here and here. It's all magnetic, see? And then that gets amplified through a coil. And then it goes through these little wires and goes into your stereo system, plugs into the back of the stereo.
And yeah, the rest is...
And that's what makes the sound come out.
Wow. Like you said earlier,
it gets amplified a lot.
Whoever invented that... is like holy.
The signal that's coming out of the groove gets amplified like 1,000 times.
And the fact, I guess what keeps me loving this is the fact that a signal coming from grooves.
It's not a signal, it's just a vibration.
Just a vibration coming through grooves, through a quartz crystal or diamond, connected to other elements. Connected to magnetics and electrics, creates something that is a audible reality.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
You're taking a very minute little signal.
The explanation of sound.
And then from electrically
music.
Making it louder.
Yeah, electrically.
Through speakers, and eventually come down to speakers.
So here's a funny question. If you had a really good, you know how there's microscopes? Let's call it a hearoscope. If you had something you could hear really small sounds.
Yeah.
Do you think if there was none of that hooked up, and it was just a...
The human ear can't go that.
Low? But if it was just a crystal and you used your hearoscope, do you think you could hear the vibrations?
Well, that's the way God made people. So
as it was going across.
All that minute stuff. With our human ears.
The little vibrations.
It would drive our brain crazy.
The little vibrations. But you could hear the song at a really small scale because it wouldn't be amplified.
You'd also hear ants walking across the floor.
Yeah, then you start hearing ants and flies.
You hear flies.
Flies would be loud.
Yeah. Mosquitoes and fucking... You go crazy listening to all that shit, and God made us so our ears won't pick that up.
And we figured out...
We figured out how to amplify certain sounds that make us feel good.
It's ridiculous. It's incredible and amazing. Good. I need to learn. It's like, because I think about the...
Listen to this. This is fucking good guitar playing here.
It is. I have been listening, actually. Oh. The bins.
That's a guy that's really familiar with his guitar there.
Yes. But I keep thinking of ancient Egyptian times, or even before the Atlantean, where they knew that you could connect quartz crystal and these things in a certain way, and you could use... To me, that sounds like an ancient technology, that you could use diamond tips
to connect to
electricity, and using gold as a conductor rather than copper or whatever else. And
I kind of go along with some of that theory that if you was flying around space,
they should have had music back then.
You needed gold to repair your spaceship, and there was a lot of gold in this fucking weird planet with a lot of water. I would go there and rape and pillage that shit and get the gold. And
maybe,
fix
but
my spaceship.
Maybe, but to get to that high level of knowledge, they might be past that. to where it's you don't even need to do that. You're just kind of, you already got everything you need. You're just leveling up for something.
I don't know.
But what I'm thinking is, ancient humans, Atlantean humans and ancient Egypt, all of the, they had this kind of technology or knowledge of how you could use a diamond and a wire of a certain element.
Well, if that actually went on, they were frequencies smart enough, people probably lived 1,000 years.
To create life, and exactly, that goes back to
they probably never had sickness.
The beginning of the Old Testament.
There wasn't any sickness.
It was really long life period. And that follows in with the cycles of history and...
Follows in the cycles of debauchery.
But that's so cool to think about the record player.
We've turned ourselves into a bunch of pagans.
Which is a cool thing. Which is a cool thing.
It's called organized chaos.
But yeah, just the diamond or the quartz technology. Because remember the other time we were talking about the gold and how that could be used as compared to copper for wiring and a electrical conductor. It's weird. I just find with your electrical knowledge and all the things I learned about ancient history, it seems that there's a funny connection between the ability of electrical capacities in a different way than we use it today, but with older components, or like, crystals and gold and mercury and all kinds of weird
crazy
stuff.
There's so many things you can do with it. It's like, what the fucking hell? It's amazing. And what's amazing to me is I think I haven't really seen it to be real and believe it, but these solar cells that just turn into energy. Back when I was working at Lockheed, they were testing shit like that, and there was a new thing they weren't. Wasn't really proven yet.
Yeah.
If it's efficient. They're trying to get it where it was efficient. We built...
It was like top secret tests.
We built some cement platforms and little racks, kind of like steel racks. And they put these solar cells on there facing the sun out there on top of a fucking mountain.
To see if it would work.
We hooked up wires to them and ran it into the building, and I never did know what the fuck they were doing. They don't tell you what they're doing, really, because it's experimental. But I'm starting to think that's probably what they were working on, that kind of stuff. Because that's what they used for on those satellites.
Like, that makes me think about fiber optic cables, or how we're just sending information of light through clear miniature cords.
So that was the end of that
album? Yeah, that was the end of the tape. That was a great tape.
Buffalo Springfield.
That's probably the best tape.
That was a Buffalo Springfield in the end. So, bam, bam, hey, bam, 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 bam. Everybody look what's going down. That's when they were talking about the Vietnam people were rioting in San Francisco. Young people were just demonstrating all over the whole United States.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It was getting violent because back then the cops were redneck motherfuckers. people started marching down the sidewalk with signs.
Yeah.
Well, they'd have 100 police officers there.
Say, you can't do that, get out of the street.
With clubs and shit, and they would start beating the fuck out of everybody.
Wow.
Bodies everywhere, dude. And some people got shot, killed. That's what that song was about. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going around,
Yep. Wow. Incredible. Remarkable. Amazing. You never know.
They had live ammo. When the when the fucking National Guard came out and started going down the streets, they had real bullets in their fucking guns. And people got shot.
Yeah, it's a weird world how we're...
All over the fact that the young people, the young generation in this country...
We're standing for life.
They realize that we didn't have any business in Vietnam, the fucking jungles, that nobody in the fucking world even would want to live there.
And to take
we're
it...
over there fighting a war for somebody that don't give a shit if we live or die.
And to take it a step deeper for the people that are causing us to do that.
So... You know, like
they were like, we're not going to stand for those of you that are going to propagandize us to all go and do this.
I mean,
like,
you know,
it's a good thing.
Before that, World War II and Korea, the war in Korea was going on in 1952, but that was after Vietnam, and we had soldiers.
Then it was different.
We had soldiers in trenches over there for in the 50s.
Yeah.
And it was like, World War II ended in 46, so it's kind of like they just kept on little small wars going on.
Little pockets.
Yeah, and people in the United States said, we don't want to send our soldiers over to the fucked up Oriental countries that don't care if we live or die.
But so the people that were standing for light.
Like, fuck that.
They were standing for a different kind of ideology and a different way that we could live better, hopefully.
I heard through a long, steady report years back, way back then, that the whole reason we was in Vietnam, started a war there.
Well, it had to do with rubber.
It had to do with the rubber plantations.
Exactly, yep.
We were getting a lot of our rubber for tires and shit. Firestone.
Which is part of the petrol.
A lot of our rubber was coming from there.
Which is part of the oil industry.
And
that's connected to...
We said, hey, the North Vietnamese people are sending troops down here and they're like burning up our...
They're trying to take over our assets.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't have that.
We don't want our fucking...
And so the people in the United States...
We don't want our rubber trees going to the United States and we get nothing.
Young students and people across the United States, the young people that are realizing that we're being lied to, and they're going over there to save their assets, and they're sending us to fight in the jungles to save their assets. And so that stop, look what's going on.
We didn't like that shit.
Yeah. And which is great, because that to me is a new renaissance. A new enlightenment, a new...
We were fighting a war because of the tire companies.
A new movement.
It's like, get our goddamn rubber somewhere else.
Yeah, we can figure something else out.
Yeah. Or pay them fucking people a commission. Something, you know.
That's cool.
But... Hey, all that shit was going on, the Republicans were in the
White House. And it moved on.
They were in the White House.
It moved on through history.
Republicans.
It's incredible, though, to think of the...
I like that.
Because I think there was a technology that had free energy.
Dwight D. Eisenhower was a Republican, and I think he was pretty solid. But he was a... World War II general.
There was a time when the diamonds and the gold...
What? We gotta go get some beer.
And the different types of energy was widely available. And there was no middleman who made any money off of it. It was just there.
Don't go into that kind of shit. You'll be in a bad mood forever.
Exactly.
I'm gonna go see if that...
Incredible. Love it. I love it. So what my dad just added, he was talking about tapes and how a tape is similar to the record and how it picks up the sound. And he was talking about the tape itself and how it's covered in a graphene oxide. And there's two channels, magnetic channels, very small. You think about how small a little tape is. The tape inside of a tape that you would put in a tape player. And these channels pick up
a magnetic signature and amplify it through the electrics to create the sound. And then when you're recording it, it imprints a magnetic signature onto the tape that then is later retrievable in the reverse side of the process. And it's amazing to think that simple magnetics on a graphene tape, simple things, just a piece of tape, like you can unreel a tape and look at it all and be like, wow, that's just this plastic stuff. But to think that simple magnetics can imprint the information of a complex sound combination, as far as every tape that, you know, all the tapes of all the music that people have ever recorded. And this evolves from the topic about talking about records and the needle receiving the sound from the vibrations of the different grooves. It seems fascinating. To me, it seems like there is an ancient quality to this knowledge of sound frequencies and harmonics and resonations and magnetics and electrics and... Wow, ladies and gentlemen.